These lectures are part of the Great Courses on Tape series. The Great Courses on Tape cover a broad array of university-level disciplines. The lectures in each course are either 30 or 45 minutes long. By listening for less than an hour a day, you can finish even the longest course in just weeks. Browse our catalog or website and imagine how much you could learn if you spent just 30 minutes a day for the next year in the best college classrooms in the world. The lecturers are university professors carefully selected by the teaching company and its customers for intellectual distinction and teaching excellence. The lectures on these tapes are titled The Life and Writings of C.S. Lewis. The lecturer is Professor Lewis Marcos. Professor Marcos specializes in British Romantic poetry, literary theory, and the classics. He received his B.A. in English and History from Colgate University and earned his master's degree and Ph.D. in English from the University of Michigan. He is a member of Phi Beta Kappa and has gone on to win two teaching awards at both the University of Michigan and Houston Baptist University, where he has taught since 1991. Professor Marcos prepared the course guide that comes with these tapes. The course guide includes a detailed outline of each lecture, a glossary, timeline, biographical notes, and an annotated bibliography. The guide also contains Professor Marcos' analysis of two critiques of Lewis' work and an appendix listing additional resources for the study of C.S. Lewis. To get the most out of this course, you may find it useful to follow along with the outlines or review them before or after each lecture. Lecture 1, The Legacy of C.S. Lewis.
In this introductory lecture, we shall consider the enduring legacy of C.S. Lewis and assess why he has had such a profound impact on 20th century readers. We shall consider his remarkable range as an author and his unique brand of Christian apologetics. Next, we shall survey briefly the approach that will be taken in this series. Finally, we shall give an overview of Lewis's life and consider some of the events and people that shaped his thoughts and his works. But before I do that, let me quickly introduce myself. My name is Lewis Marcos, and I am an associate professor of English at Houston Baptist University in Houston, Texas. And I am overjoyed to be presenting this series for two reasons. First of all, this is my second series with the teaching company. My first was called Plato to Postmodernism on Literary Theory, and I'm glad to be working with such a wonderful company again. The second reason is that No exaggeration, C.S. Lewis is the single greatest influence on my life. I've read him at every stage in my life, and it's amazing how similar our thoughts are, partly because I agree with him, partly because he has shaped my thoughts. Lewis died on November 22, 1963. If that date is familiar to you, it's the same day John F. Kennedy was assassinated. I was born exactly 2 months later. You can figure out how old I am now. And I'd like to believe that some of Lewis's spirit has passed into me. Certainly, we agree on almost every issue. And I'm, again, enjoying the opportunity to present Lewis to you today. C.S. Lewis is one of the greatest writers and thinkers of the 20th century. In the midst of a post-Christian age, Lewis dared to advocate a genial return to orthodox Christian doctrine. Like a modern-day Galileo, he had the courage to question the key assumptions of his day and to criticize entrenched ideologies. Again, if Lewis lived 200 years ago, he wouldn't seem different. But living in a post-Christian age, Lewis's ideas were really quite stunning. He sought, Lewis did, to free his age from that progressivist chronological snobbery that accepts as established, non-negotiable facts our modernist views of man, God, and the universe. And when we say modernist, we mean post-Enlightenment, post-Darwin, post-Freud, post-Marx. Basically, starting with the Enlightenment, they took the old Christian medieval view and turned it on its head. Well, Lewis, we might say, returned the favor and turned it back on its head. He challenged his readers and listeners to reassess the claims of Christ, the church and the Bible. But Lewis did it without ever becoming puritanical or becoming judgmental. He is not a modern-day Savonarola trying to tear down the Reformation or the Renaissance. He is somebody who spoke in a genial way.